The Fed is set to meet, and I think we all know that inflation is front and center. From Marketplace in Austin, Texas, I'm Andy Euler, and for David Brancaccio. Federal Reserve policymakers are scheduled to meet tomorrow and Wednesday. Smart Money is on the Fed raising interest rates yet again by 0.75 percentage point to continue to try to stamp out inflation. Here to help us suss out what that body is thinking is Julia Coronado. She's founder and president of Macro Policy Perspectives. She's also a professor at the University of Texas at Austin. Good morning, Julia.
Good morning.
So, capital I inflation, the sort of four-letter word, I imagine that's what the folks at the Fed are going to be talking about this week, yeah?
Absolutely. That is front and center for the Fed in determining the direction of travel on interest rates. So, definitely the focal point. And the real focus will be on what Chair Powell guides us to think about the December meeting, whether it'll be another 0.75% or possibly a slightly smaller 50 basis point or 0.5% increase in December.
And nobody sort of envies the job of the Federal Reserve right now. It's a matter of, again, the sort of soft landing, yeah?
Yeah, I mean, look, there's some leading indicators suggesting that the economy is softening and maybe inflationary pressures are easing, but we really need to see some pass-through into the main inflation metrics for the Fed to say, okay, now we may have reached the point where we can stop and take a break and look around.
And what about wages? Are they keeping up with, you know, when folks go to the grocery store, when they go and fill up their cars at the gas station, is that helping folks out?
Wage growth is not really keeping up with inflation, and therefore we see consumer spending slowing, not falling off a cliff. Consumers are still out there spending, but they're becoming a bit more choosy in what they're spending their money on.
Julia Coronado is founder and president of Macro Policy Perspectives. She's also a professor at the University of Texas at Austin. Thanks so much, Julia.
My pleasure.
Cost of living difficulty is continuing to worsen over in Europe. Fresh data this morning showed inflation hit yet another record high this month. My Marketplace colleague, the BBC's Victoria Craig, has more from London.
Soaring energy prices are continuing to worsen an already red-hot inflation situation in the 19-country eurozone. Consumer prices surged 10.7% in October from a year ago. That far outpaced expectations for a 10.2% jump. Energy was far and away the biggest inflation driver due to massive supply disruptions caused by Russia's war in Ukraine. Food prices and industrial goods also saw large price increases over the last year. It's all continuing to pile pressure on the European Central Bank, which says inflation remains, quote, far too high. Policymakers have raised rates by 2 percentage points in the past 3 months, and last week indicated further increases could come as early as December to try to get inflation down in line with its 2% target. In London, I'm the BBC's Victoria Craig for Marketplace.
More school districts are struggling to hire and keep teachers. Now some districts are trying to four-day school as a way to lure teachers. In Texas, there are now a number of districts with 4 days on, 3 days off. Reporter Bill Zeebel from KERA in Dallas headed to one of them in Athens, Texas.
It's Thursday afternoon as parents line their cars up outside South Athens Elementary School to pick up their kids. In most districts, there's just one more day before the weekend. In Athens, the weekend starts now.
That way I can have more time with my kids.
Maria Romero likes this altered school calendar.
I understand some people work on Fridays and they want their kids to be in school. But for me, to tell you the truth, I like better 4 days.
A few cars ahead sits Brianna Kramer.
I don't like it.
Oh, tell me why, please.
Because I have to pay for daycare for the fifth day for me to work.
Athens school officials knew they'd face some pushback when considering a shorter school week. But the district needed to try something. It was losing 1 out of 5 teachers each year. Superintendent Janie Sims says teachers they did hire lacked experience.
We were getting a lot of the brand new ones, which are great, but it also requires resources to train them, mentor them. It requires our administrators to spend, you know, more time with them for in development and that kind of thing.
So in 2019, Athens launched a 3-year pilot program. To keep and attract more teachers, they tried a Monday through Thursday school week. The hours were a bit longer, so kids got the same amount of instruction time. Parents were wary but willing. A local employer even added a 4-day work week to help out. 3 years later, the school's internal survey showed most people, including teachers, liked it. And Sim says the school is starting to attract more experienced teachers.
That was a huge bonus.
Another bonus? The district's students did better in the state's most recent academic performance tests than they did in 2019, before the pandemic. So they've more than overcome losses from COVID challenges. As a result, Athens' 4-day school week is now permanently in, while 5-day school is out forever. I'm Bill Zeeble for Marketplace.
General Motors has said it's halted paid advertising on Twitter after Elon Musk's takeover. The largest U.S. automaker said it was trying to understand the direction of the platform under new leadership this weekend. We're going to see how that goes. In Austin, I'm Andy Euler with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.